Rafael. Who's on this is?
It was this piece that I knew back from ATC.
Graduated. What's going on, people? This is the episode 3 of Sneakers Ruin My Life. I got my boy.
This episode 3?
Yeah.
No, 4. This was 4.
My bad.
Why? He been in the house too long.
That's that COVID, that's that COVID shit. But anyway, this is episode 4 of Sneakers Ruin My Life. This is my boy, ain't paying attention because you're on the camera. I'm listening.
What's your name, shit, you said my boy. I thought I was the co-host, but my name Duffy.
Excuse me, co-host, co-host, co-host. Player partner Duffy.
What's going on?
And check this out. We got our first guest. I'm super excited because he don't know shit about his sneakers. But guess what? We're going to make it work. Now I'm playing. He young in the game. You know, he trying to do his little reselling thing. So, you know, do what you got to do. I didn't jump out into the game like that reselling. But, you know, this is my player partner, Jalen.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Oh, grandpa. I'm good to myself.
So, yeah, tell me a little bit about yourself, Jalen.
Just want to know. What history you need?
Anything.
Introduce yourself to the folks.
What made you?
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
But nah, like Sean said, really ain't into sneakers like that. I really just got into them when I came back last year. So far, so been doing good. Doing a little soul searching for some shoes, but I get what I get.
So I see you be trying to resell on the internet.
No.
Like you be having kicks, and you be like, yo. I got this pair. So yeah. Is that what you want to do?
Not full time. I don't look into that full time.
Okay.
I don't do full time.
So it's definitely a
lucrative business.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's too much.
When it's booming, it definitely booming, but it ain't easy. So anybody think it's easy to resell, it's not. You definitely need them plugs. I still don't got a plug, and I've been doing this for a long time. I know Duffy used to be the plug, but.
I'm retired.
Yeah, that.
Believe it or not, though, I've been getting some plugs though.
Say like, no more.
And Foot Lock and stuff. Just work. Know.
But they do the app shit. So how you? Well, we know. Okay, we don't want to incriminate nobody, so we're just gonna leave that. Yeah, we're gonna do that. Say no more. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Anyway, tell you know besides the sneaker stuff, a little bit about yourself. Where you from? You know what school? So much. You know. All right. Yeah.
I was born in South Carolina. 22, moved down here when I was, 12, 8. So I've been living down here for, 14 years. 14 years right now, however it go.
Yeah, okay.
But I've been down here ever since.
Okay.
I'm a military man right now.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Nothing else. Just trying to get my life right on the right track. So that's what I got going on right now.
So where you consider home, South Carolina or Atlanta?
Atlanta. I've been here in the longer than South Carolina. So.
For sure.
What part?
In South Carolina?
No.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, Campton Rose, on 4.
What school?
Oh, Westlake.
Westlake.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I graduated from my Clayton County school, but I do. I rep Atlanta to the death of me, but, you know, things happen. You know, I'm an Army brat myself, so my mom said, hey, we finna go to Rex. I was like, what the fuck is Rex? And that's the day I met Jeff. I mean, excuse me, Duffy. Yeah, but so thank you.
Did nobody know where Rex was?
I didn't.
I didn't know where Rex was.
I actually thought Fulton County was on the county in Georgia, to be honest with you.
Me and you both. I thought we was moving out of town.
Yeah. I said, what county is? She said, this is Clayton. I was like, I never heard it in my life. But anyway, COVID-19. What are we on? Day what?
Who knows?
Pretty much. Yeah, too long. 2 months too long. So, what have you been doing with your COVID-19? Not that he has it. I'm just saying, where has you, keep
since
yourself
the lockdown
clean? You know.
Get myself busy.
Come on, thank people. Go ahead.
As of right now, what I've been doing, I work from home right now, so I've been working from home, and then I'm starting to get into the hobby of making beats. So I'm starting to get into doing more beats.
That's good. Pick up something new.
And then also, I'm looking at the new releases.
That's what's up. So, as far as me, still staying clean, still trying to look out for my family, whatnot. But when do we think it's gonna be in, Joe?
I ain't gonna lie, no time soon. Yeah. It's gonna definitely go throughout the summer. So hope y'all ain't got no plans. No Memorial Days.
Shit, we definitely got plans. We got plans to go to Vegas, but
we had plans. Yeah.
Actually, I couldn't even cancel my ticket, bro. They says they gonna just give me swear to God. They said they gonna give me a credit. No joke. Well, yeah, it's a credit and you can use it up to 2 years. And then only way I can get my money back is if I get a what's the name. What? If it's canceled. That's a true story.
That's whack.
Yeah. So thank God you didn't buy your ticket, so I pretty much save you time. I was the test dummy pretty much.
I mean, we didn't know this COVID was gonna go on though.
True. Oh, we did, but we didn't think it was going to be serious. Exactly, because we're young.
Because it's been happening ever since last year, since November.
So the thing is, people are still in the street. I really ran into traffic during this time. Really? Swear to God, we're going towards Locust Grove. Yeah,
I haven't had any traffic. Thank you.
And it was an accident. I think it was an accident that really caused the traffic, but people are still out in these streets, though. They still moving.
There's money to make.
True. But like when your ass is in that bed, sick, or hospital bed, then you're like, damn, I should set my ass at home.
Look at how the news put it out, too, though. That everybody is saying, they're saying old people the ones that catch it, but even though they're starting to say now that young people are starting to get it.
Right.
I think that's a fear tactic.
I think they're saying the young people to get it. Folks to get it either, and then we seen the first nigga get it. Excuse me, black person, sorry, mom. Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell. Who else?
And they put it on some black people that we see, on TV. They regular Joe.
So you know, the Lakers has some people sick, but you see they didn't name nobody. So you know, if it was LeBron, they would shut the world down. Like for real,
no more Taco Tuesday.
They would shut the world down if it was LeBron, Anthony Davis. Who else over there?
That's it.
You know, actually, we do got an insight on the Lakers team, but, you know, shout out to him.
Yep, homie.
Yeah, what's going on?
He's safe.
I ain't going to DM and ask him. He just, you know.
I talked to him. He's safe.
He good? Yeah. Okay. So he didn't get an inside scoop?
I didn't ask him.
To another level, bro. Come on.
Well, I asked him about himself. I'm a real friend. Okay. I made sure he was good because, you know, he was out there in L.A. But, yeah, bro, home. So he chilling.
Say no more. So how's your, I was watching 30 for 30 today. How's your mental health before I, you know, start this? Both of you guys, mental health. How y'all doing?
I'm tired, B. You know me, I'm still working.
No, I'm serious. Like, how you doing? Like, are you good? You good? You in a good state of mind?
Yeah, my main concern would just be the kids, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, this affecting my oldest. Yeah. He's supposed to graduate from fifth grade this year. He ain't having no graduation.
Right.
So that sucks. They better give my son, like, a summer graduation or something. But other than that, you know, just hopefully they stay clean.
He in fifth grade, trust me, he got so many more, so he still.
Yeah, three more at least.
Yeah. And then,
But this was
it's sad, I understand, I get it. But when he graduated from high school, and then when he goes to college.
Yeah, that was
then it's three. Like, okay,
middle school, high school, college.
Because I don't remember my fifth grade or whatever.
I didn't even have one. Because I was in Atlanta.
I didn't even have my damn prom, so I mean, I don't give a damn.
Everything, but I was in Atlanta, the school I was going to. My elementary school went to sixth grade. And then by the time I transferred to middle school, I was already in sixth grade. So it like skipped the fifth.
Oh, okay.
So I never get that graduation. So,
okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Jalen. What's your mental health, bro?
My mental health is great. I honestly feel like it's the best time to save your money. So
definitely.
I'm saving my money, stacking it up for these trips after the COVID.
Like this young guy.
Save my money. Oh, sorry, mom, for that one.
No, you good.
Oh. But no, I'm just saving my money. I think this is the best time to save your money. If you're young right now, save your money. This is the best time to save your money. A lot of the stock markets and stuff is going down, so just work as much as you can. If you got a job, do anything you need to do right now. So,
how old are you again?
I'm 22.
Well, I was not thinking like that at 22.
What's your credit hitting on, bro?
My credit looking good. You know, I started building my credit last year when I was overseas. So it's
Skyrocket. You hear that, Mom? He knows about credit already. Yeah, I was 22. Did I know about credit then? I want to say no. I really thought it was some free money I could just spend. Yeah.
I learned
that the hard way. But I had like a little, what was that, Capital One card or whatnot. So it is what it is.
Yeah, when I was 22. Ma. Hey. The COVID-19 special. Everybody's
yeah, so,
home.
But
22, I was just now getting into credit. But I already was a father then. My son was like one. So, I had to try to start taking stuff serious kind of quick. I was like, oh, got a little one. I bet. So, Mom was like, look, this is what you need to do. So, you know, I started off following directions. Then, of course, you slack off and you learn, like, oh, no, this should stick with you forever. All right, let's rebuild this back up. So, it's all good now.
And it don't matter, like, if you really want that, let's say a computer, a Mac computer, or what's expensive out here? Some
sneakers.
Balenciaga, some shit like that. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. I mean, that shit gonna bite you back in the ass.
If your limit is high, of course.
But it's not even that. If you're gonna buy a shoe, just pay your bill. Don't pay the minimum. Yeah.
Pay your bills first, and if you got a little money to splurge.
But if your limit is six and that shoe is $550, don't do it. You're close to your max out.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
Pay your bill on time. It's not worth it. For the 3 to 6 months, get your credit limit raised, and then go do your thing.
So my whole thing about the 30 for 30 is because I was watching Dennis Rodman his 30 for 30. And pretty much, they pretty much used him. Like, you know, they still use players these days, but they use him like, okay, all I need you here to do is rebound, my boy.
Yeah.
And win these championships. But everybody know the story of Dennis Rodman, how he was going through these changes, fussing and cussing, kicking people in the nuts, all that kind of stuff. And it seemed like they never cared about his mental space. Like, okay, it was like, how can we control him? Like, he was some animal. Somebody, the only thing I do is talk to that man, give him some professional help, and you good to
then,
go.
Jordan asked Phil Jackson, he's like, can you coach him? Or can you? He's like, yeah.
But it didn't work. I mean, it worked, you know, to a certain extent, but he still had his outlashes and still, like, you know, actually, he kicked the cameraman in the nuts during the bull season or whatnot. Although they still got what they wanted. But once they got them rings, all right, I'll holler at you. You know, appreciate you. And you see, he's still going through his, you know, issues or whatnot. So that's
He got no issues. He's him. I think everybody should be themselves, and he expressed himself his way. I really don't have no problem with it. Do you?
But he's happy.
He's living life.
I feel like he's how the new generation is too, though. Because, you know, a lot of people are different. Like, Dennis Rodman had the crazy hair, everything like that. People, like, start to do stuff like that every day. Early. He expressed himself earlier than the generation that was then.
But I'm not expressing the swag. I'm expressing how he did, like he about down there choke a ref, cuss out a coach. I don't got nothing to do with what he got on.
Son, you ain't want to cuss out your coach.
Of course.
All right, then. But once,
No. He didn't know it. Like, I gave him that look, and he like, okay, whatever. But I didn't just physically touch this man. You know what I'm saying?
It's all right. Dennis Rodman just had my heart.
And that's why he wasn't on the what's his name.
Can't take them rings, though.
But to this day, like, he's still, like, when he got older and stuff, he's still going through his little issues, crying and talking about people don't care about me, stuff like that. That should have been fixed at a younger age,
before he got in the league, though. So that's nothing we can do about that.
But that's why there's professional help out here. What else? Vic. I watched Vic. That was a good. I haven't watched the end of that, but Buddy has some money, bro.
Duh.
$130 million.
Just give me the 30.
Bruh. That's when I tell you. When I tell you, like, I wouldn't know what to do with $130 million.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
If you from if you from like the streets, you don't know what $130 million.
Yes, you do.
Because you going
that's just something you get out of nowhere. You hear about money like that. You don't never see.
That's because we don't use the word invest. We still figure out how we can flip. So regardless, bro, you gotta
how his financial advisor was telling him was like, bro, like, cause he was trying to put everybody on, like, oh, I got you, bro, I got you. But he was they didn't speak about his investments, but how he was talking. But it was blowing money because Vic didn't know nothing about how much he spent. He didn't even do his tax returns, nothing like that. So he was definitely living life to the fullest.
Yeah.
I watched a couple more, but I don't remember.
I'm looking forward to the Jordan one. They're dropping definitely. Early.
Yeah, April 19th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have a get together. Y'all come through or not.
Yep, we in the building.
We might be in Locust Grove, though. It depends.
Yeah. Still in the building.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like a big thing. I know Jalen doesn't care about Jordan like that, but Jordan's the shit, bro.
So,
yeah.
SB guy.
Young guy.
SB.
Who?
SB. I'm glad you
Do you have
that.
A basketball athlete player that?
Allen Iverson. I always like.
Oh, respect.
I always loved it. Like his style, yeah. How he played
when
the game.
When did you see him play, Jalen?
What you mean when I said, you can still watch old games? I'm more of into old games because now I feel like the NBA is more rigged. So I like watching old games.
Politics. Like, I respect that. I respected the fact that he said AI.
What's AI your favorite sneaker?
Sneaker right now?
Yeah.
SBs.
SBs.
Yeah, I like SBs now.
Okay.
That be catching my attention.
All right. Okay. If you had all the money in the world right now, what SB would you buy?
Ooh. The ones I got, Ashley. It's like the hearts.
The Valentine's Day special ones. The ones you don't have.
Have those.
No, I'm saying which one?
Don't have them, yes.
Ooh. The off-white ones. They just came out in like February? No, that was last year, like December.
The three colorway?
Yeah, the three colorway, the green and white ones. I tried to get those.
That's
I tried
really
to buy like five different
stuff.
Still ain't getting
them. I would just try to get another pair of Wet the Dunks. I ain't gonna lie. Give me another pair of those, or give me like a Kruger sample. I got a Freddy Kruger socks right now, but if I had a Freddy Kruger sample, SB?
SBs, in my opinion, like, but this is just me. I don't want to discourage no one. Like, if I don't know nothing about skateboarding, I'm not going to touch it. That's just me.
I look at style more than what
they
use.
And that's great. And that's the beauty about fashion, kicks, anything that you put on that you feel good about putting on that day, that's good. But I just don't like, because if somebody questioned me and I don't know shit about the shoe, then I don't feel stupid. That's just me. Don't bro me. Don't do that. I'm just saying. It's just like when you see your mama, like my mom got some, Wave Runners. If a kid questioned her right now, I guarantee she'd be like, ooh, I don't know what this is.
She going to say the thing that
run
she had.
Run a wave.
It's a Yeezy.
Swag machine.
That's all that matters. It's a Yeezy.
Actually, she had some off-whites on, right? And then she took the tag off. And the kid said, do you know that you just, what did he say?
Messed up your shoe?
Messed up the value of the shoe.
Yeah, there you go. He said, you know you messed up the value of the shoe? Like, you just made your shoe like $200.
Hey, she pretty much turned into a regular Vapor Max.
Yeah. I said, Mom, you gotta keep
your dog tag on.
Yeah. Whoa, let me get a shot. Run me one time. Let's go.
They don't need to do say shots.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's Good Friday. If y'all don't know,
it is Good Friday. I took one for the team. No more.
Whoa, my boy. This nigga, yeah, bro. Club, well, you like my fiance gonna be here in a minute, so we're gonna be straight. You know. Yeah, but What else? Oh, yeah, we are. So, the history of Air Force One. So, I never knew about the history of Air Force Ones. So, and I always wanted to do my little research. So,
what year was they came out?
What year?
Yeah. Quick.
80.
82. Nope. 82.
My man.
Yes, sir.
How you know?
I said year. Year 80.
You want to know why? If you look at your low top Air Force Ones from back in the day, it has your little lace lock. It has the 82.
I said the 80s, though. You don't give me no credit?
I knew the exact date, though.
Why not?
Because he knew the exact year.
If I say 91, you can be like, bro, get out of here. You said, when did they come out? I said the 80s.
You would have said 91. I would have said. Yo, who man's
this? So, okay, since you want to play that, who created the shoe?
I don't know. You said you just learned it. So I figured I was trying to see how much you knew about
it. So I know his last name is Kilgore, but I don't know the first name. So I'm going to give that to you. Right now, as Duffy speaks among us, you know, go ahead.
What's your favorite Air Force One?
Mine's right now?
Yeah.
I like the all whites.
All whites?
Yeah, all whites. Yeah.
Low, mids, or highs? We had a big debate
lows,
about this.
Lows.
Man, I can't choose.
Yeah, bro.
But none of them really never ran out of style except for the highs, though. I never got into the highs. Just the mids.
I love highs. Have you ever seen a Sheehy high?
Uh-uh. Nah, I never seen the shit.
Nigga, she had the best high dunk. I mean, Air Force Ones ever.
But you know, then they just come out with like some off white ones too, or some type of different type of style one.
Oh no, you're talking about the Dunseys, but that shoe was dope.
It was kind of dope.
It was dope.
They got the red bottoms, right? The red bottom, yeah.
If it don't look right and don't Sean foot, he don't like it.
Yeah, he don't like it.
So we're not gonna question Sean about that. But yes, that Dunsey edition was hella dope.
I like them.
It was like that Pantone blue color.
Yeah,
super dope.
All blue.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely can't choose. I love Air Force Ones, lows, mids, and highs. It don't matter to me. I got them all. I wear them all.
So did you know? I don't have it up. But did you know that the high was the first one they brought out? Did you know that?
Yeah, they played basketball in it.
Good one, smart ass.
That's your angles at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't know that. I'm trying to find this guy's name, but
think about if you remember the Love and Basketball movie. They were hooping in them. That was like the team shoe. The Air Force One was the team shoe. And it was dope.
It was mid, right?
No, it was high.
I don't believe you. The high?
She had on a high. They both had a high. They both.
I don't remember.
Hers was trembling yellow when she played in the USC.
I don't remember having him wearing the high.
Yeah,
we're referring to Love and Basketball.
In college. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It's all right. Go take a look.
It didn't stand out to me.
Oh, trust me, if it wasn't a fact I wouldn't have said it, I would have said allegedly or something, or I think so, but nah, definitely hooped in it.
So what was the name after?
Name of what?
The Air Force One. What was the name after?
Air Force, who knows?
You were really smart, man. So I can't find it. I'm not wasting my time on this, so go ahead. Take it away, Def.
Yeah, so... Next up, retros. What's your favorite retro over there, my man?
Ooh. Right now, I've been starting to love the fours. So right now, my favorite four right now is the Cactus Jack ones. They ain't come out yet, like the purple ones.
They're not.
Friends and family. Friends and family, yeah. You won't get those, bro.
Yeah, I don't think they're coming
no,
out.
No, actually, you will, since you're going to be a producer soon, you will meet Travis, and then he gonna hit you up.
I mean, you can get a check. Shoes. You can go but ahead and spend your bag on it.
But don't forget about your boys, okay? Of course not. I got it right here. Bingo. All right, here we go. What was his name? His name was...
Yeah, so my favorite retro
okay,
is
here
the
we
three.
Go. Bruce Kilgore. Bingo, right there, 82. Thank you. Shout out to him. Those are trash, by the way.
No, they're not. I actually had those. White and metallic silvers.
If they play basketball in this, it's over with.
Crazy thing.
See, why was playing basketball?
One forces get yellow at the bottom, you gotta throw them away.
No, I'm saying the first
you waiting
one,
too long.
It looks real thin.
Once that crease hit that toe box, you get rid of it.
But it's funny, I walked where now. I done got into the point where I had to keep shoes for so long to the point I ain't never wanted to crease them. So
they have things called the force field now. You can keep those from creasing up.
So this is how old we are. So what we used to do, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it before, we used to the sock.
Fold up the sock or either put
so
the.
So we had a long, mid sock.
Tube socks.
Yeah. Well, not even a tube sock, just a regular long sock.
Like a crew sock.
And you make it a low cut sock and you flip
it on top?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that before. And I also did the y'all need to cut out the soles that go inside, cut that out into put on top.
That's what you do. Get your plastic bag. Walmart bags, fold it up. The air takes up the space into it. Way better than a sock.
I like that.
I ain't never did that one.
See?
Innovative. I got plenty of kicks. I don't even care about the crease anymore. It's like, whatever.
Money.
Him rich.
No.
Yo, who man's this?
Him got money.
Jeff, how many shoes do you have, bro?
I'm gonna count my shoes.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I don't even care about that's why they make shoe cleaner. So with the Air Force Ones, we're not gonna break down like statistics or anything like that. But when Nelly came out, of course Air Force was booming, so don't jump on me. But
you knew you must have seen the look
but
out the side of your eye.
When Nelly came out with his song, did it like blow up
I think for certain people, but that was already a wave. That's why he made a song about it. It was already a wave.
But I think it probably brought it more in the hip hop community because you know people start following rapper waves that like other rappers. They try to follow the other people rapper waves that's already popular. So But like with Nelly, like you got the other part, people part that looked at Nelly was like, oh no, we got to follow this wave. Like he on.
He was popping at the time, and he came out with his own Air Force One. Like Nike really rocked with Nelly.
Yeah.
Far as impact, I think it was cool, but I don't think people said, oh, let me go get an Air Force One because Nelly made a song. It was just he made a song because the shoe was already hot, more so.
Yeah. I mean, probably the community probably looked at it different, too. Because I know with me, I probably got my first pair of Air Forces around that time. I think I was probably about, what, 4 or 5? I was at an All-Star game when I heard that song, too.
Your mom probably said, yo, let me go get him some Air Force Ones. But the thing is, he wasn't just displaying, like, whites, all blacks, all the type of colors too.
Yeah,
and then
but you got to think Nike.
The first
was
part was
then.
Like in the shoe store.
Oh, the video concept was crazy. Yeah, then. Videos was just doper back then. Right. Anyway,
so do you? So what? If there was to make a song now, what would it be? What shoe? What's the? Actually, they already did. Never mind. They did the Virgil shit.
Never heard it. Virgil got a song.
No. 2 Chainz, he just speaking on his name. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm
I was
looking,
about to say,
I'm looking like Virgil, pretty much. Nah, he's not saying, like, go get your off whites. No.
A lot of
people
are doing that now, though. Because I heard Baby, Gunna, all the young artists starting to, like, shout him out.
You know, they always say off white. Even Cardi B was like, I wear off white on Sunday. Like,
but I'm saying, like, a main song. Of course, they're going to throw their little 2 sentences in there or something like that.
He booming right now.
So what sneaker would they?
I mean, you pretty much said it. Off-White booming, Yeezys booming, I suppose.
If that was to happen, I would say Travis Scott would do it on his own shoe. No, it'd be like a Nike because
he don't mass produce that. That ain't something that somebody can go to the store and get at any given time. The Air Force One, it's always
that's the case. Then nothing. Then it'd be the Air Force One. What if he came out with an Air Force One Part 2?
Nelly?
Yeah.
No offense
to him. It's coming back.
Yeah, dated.
I was about to say, he wouldn't be able to do it. Somebody else would have to do it and, like, sample it and maybe throw him as a feature. That might be dope. Yeah. But him just coming out, hey, my new single, Air Force One Part 2? Nah.
So that wouldn't be dope?
Nah, he's fuck no. Now. You got to get rid of him.
If Nelly came out with an album right now, you buying it?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Just to hear what songs he got on there.
Nope. I'm not buying it.
So you won't buy none of this?
Nelly's new album?
If a song dope is dope, bro, it don't matter though.
But you're saying to go like it so much to go and purchase the album. That's what I would listen to it.
Well,
but for us to go
purchase music anymore, so we stream. I'll stream the hell out of it. Yeah, if it's good, and he's my era, so you're not talking one of these Gunna kids. I wouldn't listen to him. I know you look like a Gunna, but I mean, I'm not.
Oh, shots fired!
I'm not going to. Yeah. So anyway, what's this joke with the Air Force, black, if somebody wear black Air Force Ones?
Oh, nah, basically, that's like if you wear black Air Force Ones, you're a junkie, you steal, you do something. Then you think about it. What pair of black Air Force Ones have you seen that's just crispy? All of them got to be like have some type of crease. And then they can never get dirty. So that's a
bullshit.
Go-to shoe. That's the go-to shoe for any type of person that's just they want to keep shoes for a long time.
I guess I'm just
they never
old.
Get dirty.
I would wear a black Air Force One.
I'm not going to lie.
Especially
I had a black
mid
pair.
Or a high. Now, low, you might not see me in a black low.
I had a black pair of lows when I was little, and I wore them to the shoestrings, like got a little fuzzy at the end. Yeah, that's how I know they last for a long time.
But I would wear a mid. I would wear a high. I think blacks are dope. It's just it's all in how you wear a sneaker.
Those go hard,
I don't care about your color. Like, you got to think, I wear shoes with all kinds of colors. Like, I've always been the type to have a different color shoe. It never just stuck with an all-white, all-black shoe, but to have an all-black shoe that you can just wear just to throw on with anything, that's a go-to. That's a club shoe. Like, if you one of those people that say, oh, I get 2 pair of shoes, I can't wear these to the skate ring, you go wear the black ones. It's an Air Force One. It's a Nike. It goes with everything. And if somebody step on your shoe, you're not mad. You're safe. That's like a safe route. I bet your mama buy you a black Air Force One before she buy you a white one.
That is true, because black Air Force One is more easier to like get as well. White Air Force One be sold out more like this year. It took me; I had to wait like 5 months just to get a white pair. I don't know why.
It's crazy. The wave came back hard. Like I can never keep them in stores working in stores.
5 months.
Yeah. Oh, bro, it's literally sold out
right now. Go get me a white pair of white.
That's right now
in the store. Because you got to think about it, summer now. It's about to be summertime too. That was in the winter when I tried to get.
Yeah, I kid you not. If you was trying to go in the fall. it's out of there. It was not on the shelves.
So what's the wave with fashion?
Right now?
Yeah, because you can dress. You know, I give you that credit. So
what you wave right now? Really, I say anything. You can put on anything right now. And if you make it look good, it's going to look good.
What are you wearing, sir?
I'm wearing Yeezys. I'm wearing Jordans. I'm wearing Alexander McQueen.
You talking
about money? Him fancy. Alexander McQueen.
You know what? He's showing out.
I've been eyeballing this. I kid you not. I've been eyeballing this one pair.
Extended guests in the building.
This white and
so
red
he's
one.
Showing out.
And
shout out to Diamond.
I haven't shot the gun on that one yet. But this is white pair with the red sole Alexanders. I'm gonna pull the trigger eventually. I just haven't.
I'm not pulling no trigger. Have you ever seen that shit?
They're not that expensive. They're probably like $400, $500.
You ever seen Alexander McQueen in a 14? Looks disgusting.
No, it has not. Have you seen PJ? Have you seen PJ Tuck?
Stop it, bro. He's a millionaire.
I have to bring him in there because that doesn't matter how he dressed.
Thousandaire?
Bruh.
Millionaire.
Bruh, that nigga would still have on a flannel, jeans, t-shirt under, and some McQueens. And niggas like,
flannel. Look, bruh, I kid you not.
The name of the flannel don't make the flannel fresh.
Yeah.
No,
because you can't see the name on the flannel.
Yeah. You could be an H&M.
No, but he got the accessories, though. He got the chain, the watch.
You got a chain.
You can buy a $25 chain.
My boy.
Bruh.
Really?
Nigga, it's from Icebox.
You can wear that.
Yeah, you talking about.
Shout out to Icebox.
Bruh.
No.
Bruh, renegade shit. How many folks see you with that Falcon chain on? Thank you, play for the Falcons.
Because of my size.
It's okay then. So when they see you
that.
With that
first,
outfit on, they won't think
like,
that like,
I know this nigga is a football player. How did I meet you anyway? How did we meet?
Deployment. Before we write, right.
They're not going to question you with Alexander's on, bro.
Like, what made you like come around, though?
No, you spoke to me. You were like one of the first few people that had spoke to me. That's why. That's so
what?
Why.
Let's see if I really meant something to you.
You started talking to me about shoes because I asked you about. I was like, "Do anybody know?" Because me and Lowe was talking about shoes, and then you came over there and talked about shoes with us. Okay. So yeah, that's what made me like,
he remember.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm the coolest sergeant ever, you know. But when it's time to work, you know, we gotta get it because I'm getting tired of these folks. You trying to yell and shit. We grown ass man.
Don't yell at me.
But anyway, yeah. So see, people, shoes on my mind 24/7. But what you didn't know, Jalen, we were supposed to come out with a store. But, you know, things happen in life, so, you know. But
it's still a con.
Coming to a future near you.
I shot with y'all.
Of course. You had no choice. What do you mean?
You're going to be the most humble people in the city. You got a shot with us.
Exactly. Just like of course, if we like, get a contract, we get exclusive shoes, guess who's going to be ringing me up? Hey, Briar. I mean, Sean, what's up?
I'm going to need a pair of them shoes right now.
That's crazy. I got two little cousins. They on their sneakers big, too. They could definitely be like, Cuzzo, what's up? Let me get a shoe. I need a size 9. One of them wear my size, so he always trying to get my sneakers
really,
out my shoe, out my
the
closet.
The thing is, you know, how if when people want something, of course they're going to be calling you. So I'm more like, you better get your ass in line. And I might hold it, depending on how I feel. Because
nope.
But see, what me,
I better hear like from, to use you, though.
I want to hear from you on Tuesdays. Don't just call me on a Friday night before the sneaker come out. You better call me on Tuesday. And be like, hey, you want to go to Taco Tuesday?
No, he means like
get
call
your shoe
you
weekend.
Every week. Like, what's up, bro? Or, you know, chop it up with him. But somebody random.
I ain't gonna lie. My little cousin probably working. They could be trying to work. Hey, can we work for y'all? You get a discount?
Oh, say no more.
You don't get a discount. You get your shoe, though.
Yeah, you get your shoe.
I'm with it. 100%. But you know, I'm.
I
know.
Really like this new style of this Air Force One right here.
Yeah, it's hard.
Stop it, Jeff. What is this?
That's hard. It's different. It's new. Something different. It's new. And
when
different.
I thought they could innovate an Air Force One, they did something new to it, and it wasn't too much. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool.
Because they can come.
You good on time?
Too.
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
So yeah.
No.
Added something to it.
Get
yes.
This shit out of here, bro.
Why? Because it's not going to look
maybe not that one. But
I mean, not that colorway, but
other
it's definitely.
Ones, there's been some one.
I seen an olive one.
I'm looking at a red one right now. I got the visual right now.
No, not like that. It got trash. A whole check and everything. That's just a new type of.
No, brand. Y'all said y'all like this style, so stick
it's
with
the,
that.
The extended sole. And it's more than one type.
You think about it. It's different because they don't got the swoosh and whatever.
It's no, different. I get it. It's different, but I'm not feeling it. What is this supposed to mean right here? N354, you gotta mean something. I just don't know.
You ain't gotta know what it means. Just,
no.
If it's drip,
so
it's
that's
drip.
The thing. I'm not gonna. I get it, youngster. But
scroll back down.
Scroll back down.
Hey, look at that Schwartz and all.
That's
it look very nice.
What does it mean? Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. It's all right.
Something different?
Yeah. It's different. It look good on your foot, on y'all feet. Not a 14.
Though. Every shoe look good on my foot.
Nope. Show off. Yep, and that's why your size be gone first, too.
No, my size be going like second. Eights be gone first.
Oh, it's still at foot action? No, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's definitely trash. It's a wrap. Look, it's on sale. Oh, yeah. Y'all sit down somewhere.
Bruh, trash? I like shoes that's on sale is a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Hey, I'm looking for shoes on sale.
Nobody's trying
catch,
to get
let me catch some that
you people... catch some Jordans on sale? You wouldn't buy those, huh?
No.
Why not?
That's a shame.
I am hype, but the ones I want to get is on StockX. Shout out to StockX. But only shoe I caught on Finish Line, and this is before your time, the Raging Bulls. And I lucked up on those. And, yeah. And they were sitting for a minute. I was debating, like, damn, should I get this shoe? Okay. All right, so people, Mr. Duffy, he has to hit the road, so he will be gone. So, yeah.
Checking out. Appreciate you guys for checking in, episode 4.
All right. Drive safe on the road, my boy.
Yes, sir.
All right. The real sneakers heads are here now. Yeah, if you, you know what to do. If you want some food or whatnot. All right, Mr. Jalen.
Yes, sir.
All right, so he said retros. My favorite, my retro is a 6. You didn't know that. My favorite.
I kind of figured.
Yeah, it's a 6. But I want the 17s. I know you probably don't know what the 17s are, do you?
Yeah, they're disgusting. Everything at the 13, 13 is disgusting.
That's a disgusting lie. Let me show you these shoes real quick. Hold on. These are shoes that with the suitcase, bro.
Suitcase.
Yeah. They go hard, bro. Trust me, bro. Hold on. Let me show you.
I hope it's not that pair that's popped up right there.
No, that was the 17 plus. These right here.
Yeah, nah, I'm not wearing those.
You crazy. When you take this off, it go hard. Trust me.
That's just not my style right there. I can't wear that.
Hey, Sam, that's why everybody has that opinion. Bro, these go hard, bro. Shut up, Siri. Yeah, these go hard, bro. Come on now. Are you trying to see?
Oh, yeah, no.
Are you going?
I can't wear those. I can't wear those.
You didn't know no damn 17 was. Stop it. All right, Duffy, I'll holler at you. Hit me up when you make it, bro. Yeah, so music. Yeah, put me on, bro. Matter of fact, no, reselling. So you really want to do this? Reselling?
I mean, for me, I don't honestly do it for myself. I do it for, like, other people. My auntie, and I'll give her this. She buys every sneaker that's, like, she'll buy any size and try to resell it. She's a sneakerhead. I'll give her that. I give her the sneakerhead title. She has over 40 pairs of sneakers right now.
So, but just to wear, not to sell.
Yeah, she buys any size. Like, with me, she had my size in the Yeezys that I didn't even have.
So, how many people does she have, like?
Buy from her?
Yeah. No. Keep, like, buying multiple pairs, because that's how you really get your money.
She buys, like, 2 or 3 pair at a time. Because, you know, sometimes they have a limit on it, too.
Okay. Because so I normally... 2 or 3
pair.
Because I normally, when I try to do it, like, I hit on some Jordan 1s, low-top SBs, and I had my stepson in the line with me. And I think I sold them, like, $300 each. It was, like, $150.
Yeah.
Whatnot. So I came off a little... change off that, but like with the big shoes, you need like 6 people online. That's how you get your real money. Like, you can't buy just one pair of shoe.
But see me, I honestly, I don't go to the stores no more. I only went like one time. What was that, last year, for the Pine Greens? Mm-hmm. The ones, that's the last time I went to the store. But like, even before that, the last time I went to the store before then was high school, and it was like for the grapes, and I never go again because I waited all night just not to get the shoe. And after that, I was heartbroken.
The grapes.
Heartbroken.
I don't remember.
The fives.
No. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
That was like, I was in 10th grade, so that was like.
Last time I waited in line was for the Sean Weatherspoons. That was in Cali, though. But as far as reselling, I try to get in that game, but you can't, especially if you have a full-time job. It's
a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Because they all drop a shoe, especially at Wish or, well, the shoe stores are on here, a Foot Locker or whatever. They'll drop the shoe in the middle of the day. Of course, I'm at work. And in my job, they won't allow me to leave. So, I like my job. So, yeah, that's not
see what I see.
Yeah. So, music. Yeah, put me on new music, bro.
Oh, I've been listening to My boy Quez For Real. I went to high school with him, so you know I got to support people.
What's his name? Quez what?
Quez For Real from Zone 4.
Quez For Real.
Yeah, the Swats. Shit. He just dropped the mixtape. I'm so from go the get Swats. That.
Okay, say no more. I'm from Ben Hill.
Yeah, Ben Hill For Real.
Pull him up real quick. I'm gonna hear something. I got you. I wanna hear something.
He got a song called right now called.
Does he go hard? Like I don't want.
Yeah,
listen
he
to
got a little lyrics. He talk about a little something right here. The song 2020. You got a lot of people. It's a lot of young people that I don't listen to, though, but he's one of the guys that I listen to.
All right, we're going to check this song out real quick. My bad, fellas. All right, here we go. DB by Colossi.
Yeah. Ooh, I know the clock is ticking. I pull up my dick, she start licking.
Right.
If I fuck her, she might get some inches. Ooh,
oh, if I hit her, call me go east. Ooh,
yeah. Okay. Here is the hint. I like that with her ass is in. She perfect, she 10 for 10. Keep it real, she out of ends. If you my brother, I treat you like king. You way more than a friend. We were together, we were down bad. We were trying to commit a sin. I'm talking to the bros, they smiling on FaceTime. They locked up in the pen. She caught me cheating one time. And she fucked around then, she caught me again.
Now,
she know how to cook in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm with it. She starting to I'm going to say I'm with it. But there's always a but with these old people. Yes, Duran. All right, what car is it?
Okay. Nah, y'all go get that Quez For Real.
Who, come on. You got the red car, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, he accidentally hit it. But nothing's wrong with it. But he wants you to go come out there and look at it, though. Yeah. He said nothing wrong with it, but please, if we got to do something with you. Yeah, that's the first on the podcast.
No drinking and driving, guys, please.
Please don't. Damn, Jeff.
So yeah, he's one of the young artists that I grew up with and knows that he's not lying about the music, so that's why I listen to him.
But I understand, like, people, I fuck with his good beat. He's swagging on the beat, but also, like, look, I know Lil Got It. Him and Lil Got It and all them kind of, like, use the same
cadences a little bit. Yeah. Like, with me, I don't listen to Lil Got It. I don't know because I never got into it.
You know, the first time I heard Lil Got It was at the Meek Mill and Future concert. The Meek Mill and Future concert. And I guess his first song that was popping on the radio. Mm-hmm. I said, just go hard. Now, it go hard when I was in concert, but I kind of fell off of it.
Yeah, last song I heard from him was the Hood Baby. It was like, Hood Baby. I ain't going to say the word right now because we on the podcast. Yeah. But yeah.
You can curse, bro. This
Hood
is
Baby shit. Whoa, Hood. That's the last thing. I heard that in the club, and I thought it was like a real pipe song.
I'm pretty sure I heard it, but yeah.
I'm on the young
way. I listen to, the pipe up music, whatnot, but yeah, it's nothing. How is it? How is it?
Is it red bad?
Nothing wrong with it? Okay. What else he was asking for? Okay, cool. See? We good, bro.
I mess with him. Like, shout out to Duffy.
Shout out to Duffy. yeah, Lil Got It. Who else out here?
You got, of course, the OG Stud.
Of course.
Quana fell off. We don't listen to Quana no more.
Quan.
Rich Homie Quan, yeah.
Oh, come on, man. He back in my time. No, give me some new, like.
New?
Yeah, some new.
Been listening to the Lil Baby album. My Turn, that's hard.
Actually, he's not an old head, but he's, starting to get to that.
Yeah, he's starting to speak more lyrics.
Now we know him. This is a song I heard from him the first time, I think, on Look At It.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So when I was in the concert, I was like, this is hard. Yeah. And I see Future was trying to help him out or whatnot. But yeah. I fuck with that song.
Yeah, that's hard. He has a couple songs. He's about to drop something.
Drop something.
Nah, he's dropping something new on the 420. He dropped something yesterday. Well, today.
Superstar Creature?
Nah, he dropped something later than that. He dropped something new on the 24th.
I would say I don't be on him like that.
Yeah, I'm a real.
So Lil Key.
I don't listen to Lil Key. I don't like that. Last time I might listen to his new album. He got trapped out of Cleveland 3. But other than that, I don't like Lil Key.
There's another guy. Too much wine. I forgot his name. Baby King or something. something like that.
I don't know what that is.
I really sound like an old guy now. That's crazy.
See, the crazy thing is, I don't listen to like the new rappers like NLE Choppa. I'm starting to even fall off from YoungBoy.
I don't really. He got a couple mistakes I listen to, but
yeah, it's a couple songs I listen to from him.
You know who you put me on, and you never knew. Guy from Memphis.
Who?
what's his name? He say, "My mama hate when I drink this shit." What's that? You know what I'm talking about.
Key Glock. Yeah. That's my dog. That's my.
I heard right of him, but
every song on that album is hard.
I kid you not. I heard. I seen your story, and then I said, "Oh, that shit go hard." So I've been messing with his.
Key Glock, Young Dolph, all of them. I
mess with Dolph. I like his ad lib. That shit's crazy. But I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world, but I like it. But Key Glock.
Yeah.
How long he been out though?
He's been out for a long time. People never knew that. He's my age. He's 22. He's super young.
Oh yeah, I seen you at his concert too.
Yeah. The hardest concert.
How was
I've
it?
Been
it was
to.
Hard?
Of course.
Last concert I've been to.
Rick Ross is out there too. Chain,
yeah, I seen that.
All that. I like
that's the old people though. Like he had no new people out there.
Young Dolph was there though too. And then they had the new artist, Bit Meechy Great, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sorry if I got your name wrong.
Yeah, shout out to him though. Shout out to Dolph. Shout out to Key Glock. Who else? Nobody else in the street in Atlanta?
We got Mad Mart. Mad Mart. Wolfpack Entertainment, whatever it's called. He's pretty nice.
Never heard of him.
He's a new artist. He's young. He's younger than me.
You ever heard of Pacquiao?
Ooh, don't know who that is.
Pacquiao's dope. He from the South Side.
I don't know.
He dope.
And you got a new it's a group I grew up with. So Life's Great. It's a couple of them.
It's a group? They do groups now?
Yeah, they still do groups. You got Migos.
Singing?
Still, yeah. Not singing. Rapping.
Yeah. Don't worry. They'll have their time, though.
Yeah, I mean, when they, you know, people have their time when they come and go.
Mm-hmm. So, what shows you been watching since this COVID-19?
I've been watching everything on Netflix. You know, they got the new Taraji P. Henson show. Was it Coffee and Cream? Kareem?
I didn't know that.
That's pretty funny.
Is it like a reality type shit?
Nah, it's like a movie. The little boy cuss a lot, but it's pretty funny.
You seen it? It's trash? I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What about
Money Heist too? Money Heist is pretty. It's a pretty good show. But it's four parts of it.
See, I don't know your
I like
movie.
Action. I like action.
Action.
Movies. Yeah. Action.
So if I see Money Heist and it's trash, then I'm like, okay, I know how Jalen gets down. Like,
nah, you know, it's pretty good.
Hold on. Action. Have you seen Ozark?
See, I try to get in that, but every time I watch it, I fall asleep. I'm more of a like, you gotta have some type of.
You more like some shit gotta happen like instantly.
Yeah, instantly.
I got you. Okay, I got you.
Only show I ever watched was Power. That ever took too long to catch on.
That shit happened ASAP. Power.
Yeah, it had something to it.
You knew he's a club owner, right?
Yeah.
And he goes into the back and go kill somebody.
Yeah. See, that's the thing though. I knew what was gonna happen. And right. So I ain't never like Ozark. It take too long to go into it.
Okay, so give Ozark a chance because trust me, of course you. Well, I want spoiler alert. When the guy falls out the building,
I never seen that part. I fall asleep every time. Every episode I put on.
Okay, so as soon as that guy falls out the building, and the main character sees it, then that's when shit start happening.
Okay, I'm gonna actually give it a chance. I've heard everybody give a chance at the month.
Because everybody on the wave. What about this Tiger King? Have you checked it out?
I seen that, but I seen a video of him. That sounds pretty racist.
What is that? Niggers or something like that?
Yeah, he was like, why can't I say the word that they can say the word in their music? And I fell off from it. And I'm not really.
I never caught on it. Because I heard like the lady killed her husband and fed him to the tiger, some shit like that.
He tried to do that too. He tried to get her killed before too.
So, really?
Yeah. He's actually in jail now for Free Tiger King. He's about to get out very
soon.
I
thought he was already dead.
No, he's in jail. He's actually about to get out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, this man making bread. Okay.
Yeah, he about to make money.
Oh, okay. Well, God bless him. But if he races, fuck him, you know?
Yeah, just same thing.
Movies. We just talked about movies, but.
Movies.
Every movie like, real movies, because you watching Netflix, but like you watching shows. So, yeah.
Movies that's been trying to come out, I haven't been into them like that. COVID got everything locked down, so I ain't been into it.
But you know, you can, I'm going to tell you a good movie. Invisible Man.
I've seen that. I seen that the other day on my laptop.
Like
I actually bought it. It's pretty good. It had a plot twist to it. And I've seen Bad Boys 2. That's like my third time seeing it. Bad Boys
2 is cool. No, excuse me, three. I'm sorry.
Bad Boys 3.
Bad Boys 3 was cool, but I get it because they're a lot older and whatever, but.
And then it has a little plot twist at the end, so I ain't going to spoil it for y'all, but it has a little good plot twist.
Everybody should have seen that movie by now.
If you ain't watched Bad Boys 1 and 2, you definitely got to watch
the third. Have you seen Quiet Place?
Yeah, I've been on that way. That was a pretty good movie, too.
Okay, so Jalen, okay, you do know about movies then. Okay, you cool then.
Yeah. They got the boy, you know, the boy too with Brahms. You ever seen that?
The boy too.
As it came out when I was in high school too. That's 12th grade. The
boy too.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I probably seen it, but I just don't.
Ain't follow up on it.
Is it just The Boy too?
Yeah, that's what it's called, The Boy too. It probably Brahms so it's not, on it.
It's not The Boys?
Or no, just The Boy.
Oh, it's a scary movie.
Yeah, it's a scary movie.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So they got two of them.
Yes, yeah, it's the second one just came
which
out.
You just told me. Yeah. okay, I'm gonna check that out. Okay, cool. So it is a good movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it.
Is it good? Like, is it like?
What about it? The second one.
Okay, what's better, It or The Boy?
See, I'm an It fan though. That's the only thing. Okay, to it. I fuck with It. Yeah, It is real hard.
Yeah, I check it out. Shit, we ain't got nothing else to do. They got this other show. What other show? Was it Epidemic or what's that shit? It's on Netflix. Some shit. I don't know.
See, I'm on to action. I don't really watch. I watch scary movies, but the movie so just gotta about, come out.
Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah.
They need to go ahead and throw Fast and Furious away to make their own series or whatever.
Okay,
but,
cool. You know what you're talking about? Yeah, that movie. It was like too much action.
Yeah, it was too much action. And it's fake action too. Like, yeah. How the Rock get that strong lift up cars and stuff?
Yeah. That shit outrageous.
It's good, but don't get me wrong. But it's too much face stuff to be in the Fast and Furious series. I like cars myself, so cars and all that stuff is too much.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Jalen? Anything you want? Anybody you want to shout out? Anybody? Anything you want to talk about?
Not much. I ain't gonna do too much on here. I'm gonna let you have it.
Ah, you are a guest, man. Come on now. How you feel about the
I'm buying the University Gold 12s. I'm buying those.
So
you know why I'm buying them though? They remind me of my favorite rapper, Key Glock. His album, the Yellow Tape.
Oh my god,
that's the only reason why I'm getting them.
So
I'm
just to put
lie.
You on game. So Gary Payton used to wear these when he used to be with the Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah. So
see, with me, I'm more of a style guy. So I look at sneakers for their style and what they remind me of.
So as you can see, I know what I'm talking about. See what I'm saying? Yeah. But so like. I'm just putting you on game. So if somebody say, "Oh, you got the Gary Payton's on," you be like, "The fuck?"
Yeah, I'm like, they crazy because I don't have somebody come up to me and be like, "Oh, you wearing like Yeezys?" So I wore a pair of Yeezys, and I think that's like my first pair of Yeezys. Somebody was like, oh, "That's
what
kind of
were they?"
It was the Zebras.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, somebody was like, "That's Kanye shoe." I'm like, "Okay, it's Yeezys," but okay,
yeah. So, that's it's cool if you wear the shoe. I mean, it doesn't matter. How you wear it, who wears it, but you know, if you know a little something about the shoe, you know, you're good to go. But if you just wearing a shoe, you know, absolutely don't know shit about it, it's like, okay, you know, whatever.
But you know, a lot of people do that now. They pick up the shoes more of style because of the history. Like, I know I have, for myself, I have over 30 pairs of shoes. I probably have like 38 right now.
Okay.
And so, and the shoes, I don't know, like half of the shoes, I don't know history about none of them. Air Force Ones. Not Air Force One, I kind of know a little bit, but Air Jordan One, the retro ones, threes, none of that. Like, how you know the history? I don't know none of the history. It's just I like the style of them.
That's fine too. That's cool. But the thing is,
I have a question though. Am I labeled as a sneakerhead? I just need to ring a bell, applause or something if I'm a sneakerhead.
Are you a sneakerhead?
And you know every shoe I have, because I tell you.
You do not have to know everything about the history, but you have to experience the camping though.
See, I experienced that. Remember, I took out heartburn from the grapes.
If you did that, and you know a little bit, you know a little something, that's fine. Because I don't know every single thing, but a lot of these shoes are coming out that I've seen actually on the player's foot. So it's like, of course I know, but of course you know. So,
So Jalen's a sneakerhead. I need my applause. Jalen's, please give it to me. I need it.
Jalen is a sneakerhead, ladies and gentlemen. He's a sneakerhead. Yeah. But if you didn't camp out, oh no, it's over.
Yeah,
you got it. You have to camp out because that's part of the culture. You know
it gives you that experience to know, like, am I really worth? Like, do I really like love this shoe? Or like, do I really have the feel for fashion or shoes like that? So,
yeah, bro. That's it, man. That's I appreciate you coming to the show. I appreciate
Thanks
you
for having me.
Being excited to come to the show with him. You know, I appreciate you bringing your extended guest. Shout out to Diamond once again. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we will be on Saturday. We will be on. We shoot on Friday. Be on Saturday, whatnot. Check us out on Spotify, Apple, any other podcast. What's the good word I should use? Yeah.
To leave out?
Huh?
What good word for what?
Oh yeah, platforms. So any other
platforms? There you go.
Podcast platforms, but of course the main ones are Spotify, Apple. Because you know 99% of the world has Apple phones. Yeah.
So, Apple rules the world.
Because first, I show him the Spotify. He's like, "Yeah, you got the Apple one yet?" So yeah, it took some time, but now I'm good with Apple now, so I'm good to go. Yeah, so
make sure y'all stream that.
Yeah, stream that. All right, appreciate you, brother.
All right, thank you. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing.